From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire, killing the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the dead. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers and has been training Afghan national forces since January 2015. The Associated Press also today cites Romania's defense ministry saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured training the forces near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in Aleppo is in effect, providing breathing space for residents in the battleground Syrian city. Displaced families have returned home, doors of schools have reopened, and vendors have resumed some activities as the truce took effect today. The city had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The United States welcomes the extension of the ceasefire, but continues to seek broader results in the country. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist just hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Turkish media say two friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, who is editor-in-chief of an opposition newspaper, were detained for questioning. Dündar was unharmed but sentenced to 5 years, 10 months in prison. The paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gul, sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets in a case stemming from their reporting on allegations of government arms smuggling to Syria. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in the trial of former ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, who was facing charges along with nearly a dozen other co-defendants on allegations of transferring secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. Morsi's verdict was postponed. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Egyptian court sentenced six of the 11 defendants to death, pending a review of their sentences by the country's top religious authority. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for former President Morsi until June 18. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. It is not clear what verdict, if any, the court will give Morsi when it meets again on June 18. Any verdict that may be issued, however, can be appealed and is not final. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
North Korea's historic ruling party Congress today entered its second day, with leader Kim Jong-un expected to be bestowed a new, more prestigious title. He currently holds the title of First Secretary, and while symbolic, the new title is a clear signal to the world that Kim has a firm grasp on power within the country. Korean Central News Agency is reporting that Saturday's itinerary includes electing Kim to the title of General Secretary of the Workers' Party. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become mayor of London after beating Conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign marred by what some have said were racist allegations against Khan. His acceptance speech had these words of praise for the city.
This election was not without controversy, and I'm so proud that London has today chosen hope over fear and unity over division.
Khan is the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital. Meantime, President Barack Obama delivered a rousing commencement speech at Washington, D.C.'s historically black Howard University today, telling graduates that race relations have improved from the last three decades, but that more work needs to be done.
The poverty rate is down. Americans with college degrees, that rate is up. Crime rates are down. America's cities have undergone a renaissance. There are more women in the workforce. They're earning more money. We've cut teen pregnancy in half. We've slashed the African-American dropout rate by almost 60%. And all of you have a computer in your pocket that gives you the world at the touch of a button.
Well, now there's a reason to turn out to vote, and the president did encourage them to do so. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.